What I love about Loving Lincoln is that it's not only a countywide in its distribution, it's countywide in its participation. Other churches are involved, and I just saw student ministers and student ministry volunteers helping and bringing their youth groups, all those different youth groups that y'all have gotten involved. Man, praise the Lord. Thank you for your work. I've heard, in fact, if you had chairs in your room in the new section between Isaac Isles and Milton Martin, who stacked them, it was all put in there and organized by Loving Lincoln. They came in and they got us a team, and they did in 30, well, maybe 3 hours. We had a few extra projects they had. When they did it so fast, we realized, you see that pew right there that somehow got in that room? It needs to come out. And with the ability of karate, they figured out how to get it out. So it was incredible. But yes, I'm so proud of you guys and what you're doing. And so we come to the Lord's table. Let me say, dear friends, if you are a Christ follower, it is the Lord's table. And we invite you to join us today in partaking of the Lord's Supper today. And as they partook of the Lord's Supper, Jesus told his disciples, "Do this in remembrance of me." Paul, in his last epistle, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, he says, "Remember that Jesus of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel." Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Jesus, a promise was made to the world through the Jewish people. A Messiah would arise. He would be the suffering servant, and they waited. Hundreds of years passed, and they waited. And then Jesus, born of a virgin, conceived of by the Holy Spirit. Paul says, Timothy, it's important that you remember Jesus. There is no gospel without Jesus. There is no salvation without Jesus. Paul says, my gospel has Jesus. He is God's promise, and he is the seed of David. Through the Jewish people, God, that small, seemingly helpless, humble nation, that has been sought to be pushed off from the face of the world, and yet they still are. It's through that small, minuscule group of people in the world that God would raise up and bring and come in the flesh and be Messiah. He was fully human, and it's a promise authenticated how he was raised from the dead. He wasn't just any man. He didn't just suffer as if it was just some altruistic act by a really good human. No, he was God in the flesh, the God-man, who died, and on the third day, God the Father raised him from the dead, authenticating he is the Savior of the world. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Paul writes to Timothy, according to my gospel, the gospel I shared with you, the gospel I preached to you, the gospel. It's our gospel. It's the one passed down. And so today we come to the Lord's supper table and we remember Jesus, the promised one, authenticated by his resurrection. Today, we need to remember our blessings. And we need to remember This, the greatest blessing of all, the saving sacrificial work of our Lord Jesus Christ. How often we forget. Are you discontented with your life today? Is it not turning out like you thought it would? Have you been frustrated? Come to the table. Look at it again. Taste the fruit of the vine and the bread. This weekend, Terry and I have had the privilege to keep 3 of our 4 grandchildren. We picked them up Friday morning, and boy, we have had a ball. And as the Lord would provide, there was such a terrible storm during the 4th of July, God planned to move the fireworks display on the very weekend we had grandchildren. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You look for things to do when you have your grandchildren. So they got ready. We put on our pajamas, placed some of them on the hood, a little bit. The princess had to come inside, a little loud for her, so we watched it inside of the car. But the 2 boys were up there watching. Oh, it was wonderful. The next morning, one of them, my early riser, came to me, and I asked him, I said, "What'd you think about them fireworks last night?" He said, "They were great, but it would have been better with popcorn." He said, "I really needed popcorn." Like, in a day of AI, and you're never really sure of what you're seeing is real or not real, thank God for preschoolers. They tell you the blunt truth, unvarnished. I laughed and I laughed. And I thought, you know, preschooler. And then I thought about how sometimes I wonder if there's not still a little bit of preschooler in me. I was okay, Lord, but could have been better. Preschooler, I expect that, but you know, when you're 64 and you've been through 5 million worship services and you've been memorizing the scriptures, kind of wonder about that. This month, between Pastor Chris and myself, we both have just felt a need to be grateful. And that song last week that I mentioned, I'd never heard Daniel sing it. Well, I found it. And the hymn writer gazed upon the cross and the nearby garden and wrote, "When I think of the cross of Christ, praise begins to rise. Praise begins to rise. When I look on the Lamb, the wounded Lamb, my hands will lift to Him, my hands will lift to Him. When I recount the cost of grace, You bought my sin and shame, I'll never be the same. When I think of the tomb, the empty tomb, I'm filled with gratitude. Oh, endless gratitude, for He defeated death and He reigns above. No grave could hold His love, no grave could hold His love." Then this piercing question: isn't He worthy of all of our worship? Isn't He worthy of the praises we bring? How could my heart not sing hallelujah? Hallelujah. For the blood is still the blood. And the king is still the king. We come to the table today. It is a table of forgiveness. It is a table to express our gratitude. Paul writes to the Corinthians and to us, prepare yourself before you come to this table of forgiveness. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. When we come to the table of forgiveness, is there harbored hatred in our heart? In just a moment, we're going to pause as our deacons make their way here. And I'm going to ask you, get that right before you partake of the cup and the bread. Is there unforgiveness that is yet to be released? How can we come to such a sacrifice that forgave us of all of our sins and then withhold forgiveness to others? That is how you come to this table in an unworthy manner. We must forgive. We must let it go. And we must be grateful. There is a place where all the needs of life are met and where contentment flows like an ever unceasing fountain. It's at the foot of the cross of Jesus. Would you bow your heads and pray? Prepare your hearts as our deacons come.
When the hour had come, he sat down with the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may receive the bread. To bless the bread. Brother Jeff.
Lord, we thank you for this day as we come here humbly in remembrance of what you did for us, or a thing that we don't deserve. We just thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your broken body and the bread that we eat today to commemorate that. Lord, we thank you that you've pursued us and you love us, and that we can have eternal life thanks to the sacrifice that you made so many years ago. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. which is shed for you. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." I'm going to ask our vice chairman, Stuart Cannon. Brother, would you bless the fruit of the vine?
Father, thank you for your presence here today. Lord, we thank you for sending Jesus, Lord, to the cross. Lord, the only way that we could have a relationship with you, Lord, to conquer our sin. Lord, the only way we could be right with you, the only way we could walk with you. Father, thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Lord, and one day, Lord, through the blood, we can reign with you. We thank you for the blood. Thank you for the relationship that we have with you through your son, Jesus. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may distribute. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanseth from all sin. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he come. Please stand with us as we go into a time of invitation, as God speaks to your heart. The decision you might need to make public today, please come forward. Come see a minister. If you have a need in your heart, pray where you are. But let us all sing this great song of faith unto the Lord. Maybe you need a church home. Maybe it's time for you to take your stand for Christ. As the Lord leads, you come. Let us sing unto the Lord.